Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. How can we get to Jannah? This is a question that we should always ask ourselves. And which path do we need to take in order to get to the Jannah? And the problem is with this question is that there's so many paths. All of them say they're leading to Jannah. You stand here and you look, this path says to Jannah, that path says to Jannah. A bunch of paths all claiming to lead to Jannah. So what is the correct path to Jannah? We're going to take the answer from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat with the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and he drew a straight line on the ground. And next to that straight line, he drew a bunch of small lines. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the path of Allah, the path in the middle. He said, this is the path of Allah, and on the side of it are paths. And on the end of each path is a shaytan calling to it. And then he read the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. That this, Allah says, this is my path, the straight path, so follow it and don't follow the paths, because verily it'll make you go astray from the path of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us in this hadith that the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one path only, not paths, and that there's going to be paths on the side that will try to make you go astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the path, the correct methodology, is something that is very, very clear. He said alayhi salatu wa sallam, taraktakum ala al-bayda layluha kannahariha la yuzighu anha illa halik. He said, I left you on that which is clear. Its night is like its day. Nobody goes astray from it except for the halik, the one who has destroyed himself by turning away from the correct methodology, the methodology of the Quran and the Sunnah. And subhanAllah, all of these paths that claim they're leading a Muslim to the Jannah, they're leading the Muslims to the Jannah, all of them claim that they are following the Quran and the Sunnah. So it's still confusing. What should we do? Which path should we take? Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it even clearer in another hadith. He said alayhi salatu wa sallam that this ummah will break down into 73 different sects, just as the ummahs before us broke down into 71, into 72. And he said all of these sects, pay attention, all of these sects will be in the hellfire. Out of these 73, all of them will be in the hellfire except for one. And that's scary. And that's why the Sahaba radiallahu anhum immediately they said, Man hum, who are they, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Ma ana alayhi al-yawm ashabi. He said, what I am upon today and my companions. And that's why it's not enough just to claim to follow the Quran and Sunnah. You have to follow the Quran and Sunnah according to the understanding of the Sahaba, according to the way of the Sahaba. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about his generation. He said, خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونُهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونُهُمْ. He said that the best of people is my generation, his Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he said, then those who come after them, the Tabi'een, and then those who come after him, Atba'a Tabi'een, the followers of the Tabi'een, the followers of the followers. So this is the correct methodology. This is the correct way to Jannah. This is the only way to the Jannah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that all of these different sects and groups and ideologies and methodologies that claim they're following the Quran and Sunnah, that claim that they're calling to the Jannah, all of them will be in the hellfire except for the one who is calling to the way of the Quran and the Sunnah on the understanding of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving a piece of advice to his companions. They said that they felt it was the khitab of al-muwaddi', the one who was saying goodbye to his companions. So they said, and increase us, O Sina, give us more advice, Ya Rasulullah. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and pay attention to this hadith. He said, alaykum بسنتي. He said to them, عليه الصلاة والسلام, إنه سيعيش منكم فسير اختلافا كثيرا. فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. He said, whoever lives amongst you is going to find a lot of differences of opinion. He's going to find a lot of difference of opinion. So he said, it's upon you. فعليكم بالسنة والسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي. So it's upon you to follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the خلفاء الراشدين after me. To follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the خلفاء الراشدين. The sunnah of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali رضي الله عنهم. Once again, the way of the Sahaba. And then he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور. And beware of the invented matters in the religion, because verily every innovation, إن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار, that verily every innovation is a form of bid'ah, a form of innovation in the religion, and every form of innovation in the religion will lead to the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all to the straight path, the path of the Quran and the Sunnah, on the understanding of the Sahaba and those who followed in their footsteps. Wallahu alam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.